President Bush is about to achieve a major victory in Congress. The Senate is poised to approve most of the president's tax cuts, but the White House cannot expect that victory to lead to other triumphs because the votes in the Senate are harder to count each day. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
If anyone told you a year ago that Congress would approve a $1.3 trillion tax cut bill, would you have believed them?
Well, a year ago, let's see, May of 2000, no. Mm-hmm. Madeline, the fact is at that point, Republicans in Congress were saying to George Bush, the candidate, get rid of this tax cut. It's not going to do any good for you. We tried it in the Congress, and our constituents weren't even interested in it. It's a no-win. And candidate Bush just stuck by it and said it was the centerpiece of his campaign. And by the time he got elected, he made it very clear that he was going to proceed with it. And here he is, just about to get it enacted in the Congress. Now, there are some problems still there, mainly with a few balking Republicans. He has had his problems with Republicans, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island and Jim Jeffords of Vermont. But also Olympia Snowe of Maine has insisted all along that she wants some kind of trigger, that if the surplus is not there, that the tax cut doesn't come out of the Medicare Trust Fund, the Social Security Trust Fund, and that's possible that will pass the Senate. But, you know, the problem for the president and the Senate, as you said, the votes are getting harder and harder, is each, with a 50-50 Senate, each member of the Senate has a veto. And there are all kinds of senators playing games with, maybe I'll switch party, maybe I'll go with the other people. Jim Jeffords, there was talk at the end of last week that he might switch parties. Zell Miller, the Democrat from Georgia, there's been talk that he might switch parties. And they can have the effect of throwing, of course, the Senate to the other party. So you have to be so careful on every vote. Now, the House is really a different situation, even though the margin for the Republicans there is tiny. You still have House members saying, let's make it a very conservative bill. And there they're complaining about the tax cut not being big enough.
Hmm. And they're also complaining about the education bill. What's their gripe with that?
Well, the vouchers are not there. There's a fight over testing in the education bill. How much money is in the bill? Because Bush has, in the view of the conservatives, has caved to the liberals in the Senate on education. But, you know, Bush is not going to have any headlines that say taking money away from little children in school. Part of what he's doing there is playing for the Catholic vote, which he thinks is a compassionate vote. And he emphasized that yesterday in his graduation speech at Notre Dame, talking about faith-based communities and helping the poor.
Thank you very much. NPR's Cokie Roberts.